The vacated home at 1011 Wrangell Avenue is no longer there. Owners Karen Ellingstad and husband Fred Trium had the aging structure taken down in 2014 after the Borough Assembly in December of 2013 declared the structure a dangerous building and ordered it fixed up or removed. The foundation of the home had failed in 2009, leaving it resting on toppled pilings. In January of 2014, the borough's building official at the time, Leo Luzak, and Public Works Director Carl Hagerman went to the home to take photos and look for any signs of asbestos in the floor tile. During oral arguments this February, Borough Attorney Jim Brennan argued that that search was legal and did not require a warrant. He brought up 3 points in asking Superior Court Judge William Carey to rule against the plaintiffs before the suit goes to trial.
The warrantless search here in the context of this case was not unreasonable. Secondly, the plaintiff has shown no damages from alleged constitutional violation. And thirdly, there is at this juncture no basis for injunctive relief.
The borough officials took a sample of floor tile to test for asbestos in case the borough took on the demolition of the structure. Brennan argued that the sole purpose of the search was to protect workers taking down the home, and he argued that the homeowners have not identified what damages they've suffered.
What has the owner lost here? A broken piece of tile? That's what was taken from there, and that was for purposes of determining something which was, again, for the owner's benefit, got an issue here that's going to need to be addressed by somebody before this building's demolished, and putting on notice that you don't do it yourself is, you know, borough's going to seek reimbursement of $9,000 or $10,000 cost.
Brennan also noted that the home was not occupied since at least 2009 and was scheduled for demolition after a long process. The lawsuit characterizes the borough's officials' visit as an illegal search without a search warrant or the homeowner's knowledge or consent. The plaintiffs say that violated the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which aims to limit unreasonable searches. Ellingstad disputes that they were afforded full due process in the borough's decision that the building was a dangerous one. In fact, the homeowners argue that the structure was not a danger to anyone. That disagreement has already been argued in a separate case. Trium and Ellingstad appealed the Borough Assembly's 2013 ruling on the home and lost in Superior Court, but have appealed that decision to the state's Supreme Court. That court has yet to rule on the case. This case is separate and focuses solely on the search of the property. Judge Carey questioned Ellingstad about an expectation of privacy on the private property.
What's your expectation of privacy in a place you don't live in, that you have essentially abandoned, that is falling off its foundation, that is open, at least in some senses? In some sense, I think it's not disputed, there was an open window and there was just this piece of plywood blocking one of the entrances.
Ellingstad responded that just because she wasn't living there does not make the search legal.
I'll give an example of a warehouse. Don't live in a warehouse, but the owner certainly would have an expectation of privacy, I would believe. A garage, a cabin.
She also questioned why the borough was in a rush to demolish the building.
The borough's motion papers kind of want us to think that the dangerous building condition was create an exception to the warrant requirement. Well, it wasn't an imminent hazard. Nothing was going to happen. Nothing did happen until we finally tore it down ourselves.
In response, Brennan said the homeowners had been dragging their feet throughout the whole process of determining a dangerous building. Brennan is asking the judge to rule against the homeowners before the case goes to trial May 3rd. Carey said he expected a ruling on that motion soon. The two sides have been in court before over another building in Petersburg, that one on the corner of 1st and Fram Streets. That structure, built in 1902, also had a foundation problem. It was ultimately repaired and moved off of the curb on 1st Street. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.